Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Get positive parenting tips sent to your mobile device. Text 74574 to CTF. The number 4, kids.
I'm Elisa Nelson. A legislative committee examining assault and harassment allegations at the Missouri Corrections Department fell short of its goal today. Jason Taylor reports.
The two administrators brought in to shed light on who failed to report complaints of egregious conduct provided little insight. Both the department's Inspector General, Amy Roderick, and Human Services Director, Kerry Collins, claimed they either hadn't been properly informed of the incidents or weren't responsible for dealing with them. Republican Kathy Conway of St. Charles said the committee failed to make progress in its investigation.
I don't know. I hope that wasn't by design.
Conway wouldn't rule out an effort by the Corrections Department to stonewall the probe. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
State House Minority Leader Gail McCann-Beatty tells Missouri Net that problems with prison health care are being downplayed.
There was kind of that line drawn in the sand as if there's no problems whatsoever, but I've got a stack of letters in my office that say something different.
St. Charles GOP State Rep. Kathy Conway says Corizon provides good care.
I've toured some of the medical facilities that we have in our corrections. I'd go there.
Missouri taxpayers spend about $147 million annually on inmate health care. Farmers in 10 states, including Missouri, have filed a class action lawsuit in a federal court against St. Louis area company Monsanto for damage involving one of the company's herbicides. Attorney Bev Randles, who is representing farmers Stephen and Dee Landers in Southeast Missouri's New Madrid County, says Monsanto should be held responsible for releasing its Xtend dicamba-tolerant seed without a corresponding herbicide.
In 2016, a substantial portion of their crops were impacted by dicamba damage. It greatly reduced their yield.
Monsanto calls the lawsuit baseless. Senator Blunt has introduced bipartisan tax credit legislation that he says would promote investments in underserved communities. The measure would permanently authorize a 39% federal tax credit for businesses or economic development projects in areas with poverty rates of at least 20%. Three people have been arrested in today's immigration-related protests in Kansas City. About 400 to 500 people attended the demonstration. The events are in response to President Trump's immigration policies. And authorities in the southwest Missouri town of Nixa are investigating a report of an attempted abduction. Nancy Simpson reports.
Police in Nixa are searching for more information after a woman says a man tried to grab her near Mount Vernon and Rice Streets. The woman told police that the man was in a tan, older van or Jeep-style vehicle. She says the man was Hispanic in his 20s or 30s with full sleeve tattoos and a scar on the left side of his face. Anyone with information is asked to call 911. Nancy Simpson for the Missouri Net, Springfield.